Hello, we've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a deary, an evil regal, a kick-ax Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay, are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay, here comes Jeff and Colleen.
Okay.
Yep.
So hopefully you've got some foot spray close by. Don't kick very hard, but take off one shoe because we're going to have crazy, crazy time.
Yep.
Wild time.
Yep.
In the after party. So when we may go a little long. We had more stuff tonight than I really had anticipated. So
that's
actually, it was kind of a good thing.
Great.
Yes. So
okay.
The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to play. And I was telling you about this squirrel. Did I remember the squirrel?
Yes, all Sam right. the squirrel.
Sam the squirrel. And Sam,
mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, these other podcasters were angry at Sam because they put a pumpkin, they left a pumpkin on their front porch.
Probably because it was right around fall.
That's right.
October,
yes.
November, you know, Halloween and Thanksgiving time. Mm-hmm.
And they were upset. Because
what?
Sam was eating the pumpkin. I mean, seriously, they were upset talking about poisoning and yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. So Sam, now
who
don't
would ever do that.
Well, they were talking about it. So Sam figured out a way to call in to their podcast.
Okay.
And leave a voicemail. So
okay.
I'm going to play that now famous voicemail from Sam the Squirrel. To another podcast, but here it is.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm a squirrel, and you may know me because you were talking about me on your last show. Listen, I'm a victim of your great pumpkin picking skills. That was the best pumpkin I've ever eaten. But listen, I got problems. I got a family at home. I got to fill my cheeks up with pumpkin. I got to take it home. My daughter, she's a teenage squirrel, and she's going crazy. She listens to that pop star, that Britney Squirrels. She sings that song, I'm not a squirrel, not yet a woman. That song? Well, my daughter, Susie Squirrel, she listens to her all the time. My daughter wants to try it for that show on MTV, That Real Squirrel. I'm not going to have her live with 8 other little strange squirrels. That's not going to happen. Please forgive me for eating your pumpkin. And I can't help it. I have a pumpkin eating disorder. So sue me. But anyway, if you don't want me to eat your pumpkin, then get one made out of tofu. I mean, I'll never eat that. But my cousin from California, he might. But anyway, just be careful leaving stuff on your front porch, because there's hungry squirrels out there with crazy daughters and stuff like that to think about. So anyway, goodbye. This is Sam the Squirrel. Goodbye.
So Sam... Sam
pumpkin
had a few words.
Skills.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fill my cheeks with pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His daughter wants to go, I'm real squirrel.
Uh-huh. She does indeed.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That's hilarious. I don't even think I've ever even heard you do this one. I've never heard this one.
Yeah, well. I don't know what
God.
You just said. I think you meant you never heard Sam the Sam voicemail before.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't
good.
Think I have.
Just wanted to make sure. Sound like you were saying some other kind of crazy thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think he would probably fit in very nicely in Storybrooke with dwarves, with Team 7.
Oh, yeah.
I think he should.
He could run reconnaissance, find out stuff, get a little pumpkin.
He could. He could totally do that.
Hide in a pumpkin and listen. You know, when there's little plans going on.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to tell him to stay away from Regina's apples.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I don't think it would be appropriate for him to eat
apples. Wow, that would be bad.
Because I'm afraid they're poisonous.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine Prince Charming kissing Sam the Squirrel to wake him up? That's kind of weird.
No, I don't think it would be him that would kiss. I don't think it would be him that would kiss him. Red.
Well, okay.
She might lick him. She might be a wolf.
We've taken a turn, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't help it. Oh.
This is what an after party is for, people.
Oh, if I had mascara, I'd be all over my face right now.
Oh. All right. Wow. Okay, I may have to go away from the mic and perform CPA over there on her. Okay.
Don't kill me.
All right. No, no, no. No,
CPA
no.
CPA wouldn't do any good. Okay.
Saying the silent prayer.
Oh,
so
my God.
You're okay. Hang in there.
Oh, my God.
Hang in there. Just keep breathing.
Oh,
take a
God,
little sippy
just,
sip, whatever you got, a water so or something.
Funny. It's juice.
Okay. All right. Oh. So, wow. I guess Sam was a hit.
Oh, my God. Yes. Sam needs to come back more often.
Okay. Well,
I'm not sure I can take any more of it right now, but I do love Sam. I think he's funny.
All right.
Oh.
So, what we're going to do, we're going to play a game. And I have sound effects for the game now, so that's pretty neat. And except
game time.
I don't
seriously
have the,
game time.
Yeah, but I don't well, have the.
Keep looking for it, and we'll just vamp.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it's not here. Juice with stuff in it, folks.
Uh oh,
it's got sparkling water in it.
All right, so
it's true.
Look around. You're going to hear a beep, I think.
Uh-oh.
A little ding, maybe. Yep.
I heard that. Did you hear that?
All right.
Yay. Okay.
All right. So I've got that music now, so cool. So what we're going to play is a game I call Five Things, the most incredibly creative title in the whole world. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read words or phrases that describe an actor or person involved with Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
So We will start. Now, since you don't...
What's the point of the game, though? So you're going to read these things. Great. And then what?
Well, people have to guess who they think
who
it
you're
is.
Oh, talking about. Okay, that, right. I just wanted to make sure that was clear because, you know...
Right. So it's kind of like 20 questions, but
so
there's no questions.
Is it specific to the actors or people involved with the show, or is it also characters?
People involved with the show.
Not characters.
No.
Okay.
Actors so and people
actors.
Involved with the show. Yes.
Hmm.
Okay. So the first word is, or the phrase, whatever, rain dog.
Ooh.
Rain dog.
All right. So... Everyone's going, huh? What's the question?
Rain dog. So that's a word that is associated to somebody that's involved with Once Upon a Time.
Oh. Okay. So it's not really that there's a question. You're just reading statements or words.
Right.
And then it's associated to them in some way. And right. then what happens is then people guess, who do they think that it might be?
Right. It's always bumpy the first time we start things here. But
yes.
It's okay.
So.
Rain dog.
The first guess was Robert Carlyle.
And that is true.
Wow.
Okay.
That was great.
So rain dog. Okay. The person that guessed that, can they tell me what that was?
Well, that was Elpwin, Abby. Let's see if she knows.
I mean, if it was a guess, mm-hmm. that's cool, but I just, mm-hmm. I was wondering.
We'll see if she knows what that's from or what that means.
Yep.
Something to do with music.
No.
Okay.
Well, no. Okay. Rain Dog was a theater company that Robert Carlyle and four friends founded in 1991.
Wow. Okay. Nice.
And I'll give you the rest of the clues now that it's kind of over. Steel worker.
Mm. I think his dad was a steel worker. No.
What I got was that was a character's job in Full Monty.
Oh, right. Yes. Yep. Gaz, I believe is his name.
Little by little.
Little by little. Little by little. Mm, not sure what that would be.
This actually came up in an email that came in. This was the name of a Oasis video that Robert Carlyle was in 2002.
Oh, nice.
The name of it was Little by Little.
Oh, okay.
Rush.
Rush. Oh, that Rush. Was his character name in Stargate mm-hmm. Universe.
So see, it kind of gets closer and closer.
Yeah.
And then Gold.
Obviously. The last one. Yeah, okay. Mr. Gold. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do a new person now. So, excellent work, Abby, right?
Yeah, Abby was first one pulling in.
Yay!
Sock Puppet Liz just got in under the wire right after her, so okay. Yeah.
So, I'm going to read one of the five little clue words so you can guess who this person is. Where, and let me spell it, W-A-R-E, where.
W-A-R-E, where. Like software, but not
yeah, but
the
without
word soft.
The soft, yeah.
Okay. The word where. First guess came in as Ginny.
Nope.
Hmm.
No.
Next one is Lana or Ruby.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go on to the next one.
Clue number two,
trumpeter. Trumpeter.
Oh, interesting. Somebody says J-Mo?
No.
Josh?
Nope.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
Okay.
Ooh, Jared?
No. Nope.
Okay,
let's go to the third one. Is country. Like, my country, 'tis of the country.
The clue is country, and the guess now is Raphael.
No.
Oh, wow. Mark Isham.
True. That is it.
Wow. Nicely done, Ryan.
Yep. Okay. So let's roll through the words and why. Okay. So where... W-A-R-E is Mark Isham's middle name.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See what I did there?
That was awesome.
Trumpeter. Mark Isham is known as an American trumpeter.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
Country was a film he composed in 1984.
Okay.
Shortcuts, the next one I was going to read, a film he composed in 1993. Hope Will Return was a cut from the OUAT full soundtrack.
Nice.
Mark Isham. Okay, last one.
Nicely done.
The first clue for the next person is Lawrence. Lawrence.
Okay. I don't think I know who it is off the top of my head.
Okay. Anybody guessing?
Not so far.
Okay.
may have a sound delay today, too, for some reason.
Okay. So the second clue is popular.
Ooh.
Popular.
Hmm. Yeah, it's not Joey Lawrence, which is one of the guesses. And it's not Kristen Chenoweth.
No. Okay.
Clue number three
is what is and what should never be.
Ooh. What is and what should never be. Somebody says Sebastian.
No. Nope.
Ooh. And definitely not Lana.
Nope. Nope. Although she is popular.
She is popular.
Fourth clue.
Ian?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth clue is Dave.
Dave. J-Mo.
Nope.
Oh, Giancarlo?
Nope.
Hmm.
I did good with this one, I think.
Somebody says Jennifer.
Nope.
Josh.
Nope. Last clue. 7:15 a.m.
Jesse.
Nope.
Wow, this is a tough one. The clock tower? No.
No.
Is it Megan?
No.
Anastasia?
No.
Wow. Purple smoke?
No.
Henry?
So, no. So the answer is Eddie Kitsis.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So let me go through the clues and tell you why. So Lawrence is Eddie Kitsis' middle name.
Okay.
Popular was a WB show in 2000 that he wrote for.
Oh, nice. He was one of the writers. Okay.
What Is and What Should Never Be was an episode of One Tree Hill he wrote with Adam Horowitz.
Oh, nice.
Dave was an episode of Lost that he wrote with, wait for it, Adam Horowitz.
Okay.
And 7:15 was an episode he wrote with Adam Horowitz.
Nice.
Okay. Excellent work, people. Very, very fun. Thanks for playing along. All right, now let's jump into the meat of what we are going to be talking about tonight.
Yes.
And I will sound it off.
I'm sorry, Ruby, but look, it's fine.
Ruby.
Great gosh almighty, it's Megan Ory. So I got I got the crash course on Megan Ory from Katie Bienvenue.
Excellent.
Okay. Whew. I've been practicing that all day. I'm at work on Bienvenue. Okay. Thank you, Katie, so much. So we're going to look at Megan Ory tonight. And we all know her as the Wolf Girl, Red Riding Hood, and Once Upon a Time. But she actually was born in August 20th, 1982, and that's only 6 days away from my birth date,
yes,
August 26th. So she was born in Victoria, British Columbia, up in Canada, and she got her start on stage. She performed plays at her school leading she got a fine arts award for her acting from Royal Oak in 1996, but she really broke out in a show called Higher Ground, which featured a future Dark Lord Hayden Christensen. Ooh. And she also landed a role in the Canadian high school drama Vampire High as love interest Sherry Woods. And it's funny looking in YouTube for all this. There's just, Sherry Woods and all these different videos. There's not a lot of interviews with her, though. It's kind of, I looked all over. Over the last couple of years, she has been in bit parts in shows and films such as John Tucker Must Die, True Justice, and Sanctuary, all leading up to being cast as a wolf girl everybody loves, including Jeff. No, I put that in there. I put that in there. Red Riding Hood and ABC's Once Upon a Time. So here's some random facts. Is Megan is of Scottish origin. She said, how cool is that? Wouldn't want to get her in her way. Well, that's true. Well, then that would make her origin similar to Robert Carlyle, right?
Very much so, because he's Scottish.
Yeah, okay. Megan has a younger brother. She's 5'7". And Katie said, hey, that's how tall I am.
Nice.
So she got it off of IMDb. Cool. Megan is a Leo.
Okay.
All right. And she's a lefty. She's a southpaw.
Oh, interesting.
I've read a few little studies about southpaws have certain skills and
creative types tend to be southpaws. Not always, but you do find a number of them to be.
See, that's why I'm a righty.
I'm a right-handed person too.
I have to force myself to be creative.
Three of my sister's five kids are left-handed, and they're the most creative of the three. The other two are more, they're more intellectual, and that it just kind of worked that way.
So Megan Ory fears spiders and vampires, and it's funny because
she
played a vampire in Sanctuary and fell for one in Vampire High. So. Katie put pictures here, and it's tough to focus on anything else but that.
Yeah, anyway, you should probably keep reading.
Very pretty.
That's what you should
do. Pretty, pretty. So here's a list of the shows that are actually movies and different things that she's been in.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in The Darklings,
okay,
1999. She was in The Crow, Stairway to Heaven, 1999. And Higher Ground, 2000. And Katie said, I actually ended up watching this film for the first time after it had gone off the air. It was broadcasted on Noggin. And I remember loving
Noggin.
And I remember loving the characters and storylines. Megan played Juliet Wayborn. I didn't even realize that it was her till a couple of months ago. I think it's time I go back and have an epic rewatch, though. Yep. Together, the series in 2000, Haley Wagner star, 2000, The Outer Limits, she was in 2001. Megan was in the episode Abduction about a group of high school students who were held hostage on an alien spaceship and must select one member of their group to die in order for them all to leave. Megan played the stereotypical popular girl. This episode is pretty much The Breakfast Club with aliens. I recommend it, though, because it actually has a good message to it. Not to mention all those who also grew up with Toolman Taylor, Home Improvement, will also recognize Zachary Ty Bryan, the eldest of the Taylor boys, in the episode.
Nice.
So she was also in Dark Angel in 2002, Glory Days in 2002, Maybe It's Me, and then Vampire High. Katie said, aw, Sherry Woods, I will admit that I really wish that the writers did more with her character, not to mention that she suffered the most lamest and horrible way to killing off a main character that I've ever experienced on a television show. With those being said, I highly recommend checking out this teen drama about four vampires that attend a boarding school at night to enrich themselves in human culture and creepily stalk the human residents during the day. Megan plays this human that our lead vamp ends up falling for. With everything Twilight nowadays, it would be perfect to revamp this series to see it live again, to see it live again. The cheesiness of some of the writing actually makes the program enjoyable to watch. Also, for the evil regals out there, they would recognize a certain Paul Hopkins from The Double Life of Eleanor Kendall that has our very own evil queen, Laura Perea, in it.
Lana Perea.
Sorry, Lana. I was doing so good till then. You can seriously play 6 degrees of separation with the Once cast. That's true. And the whole series is actually on YouTube in parts. So I think just about every TV show ends up on YouTube somehow. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they have it in different languages.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't get caught.
Yeah.
So you're watching and it's all, yeah. So
it's very funny sometimes.
So she was in, Megan was in Just Cause in 2002, Lucky 7 in 03, Thanksgiving Family Reunion, 03, and Smallville, 2004. Cool. And Decoys in 2005. Lana Parrilla had spiders. It only makes sense that everyone is allowed their cheesy sci-fi movie. This one happens to be Megan Ory's. I actually remember watching this when it had first aired on the Sci-Fi Channel, and mm-hmm. I did enjoy it. It's about a college student who goes to a party and falls in love with a girl, only it turns out that this girl is a succubus and needs to feed in order to live. The only problem is that she really doesn't want to hurt him and actually ends up loving him back. I haven't seen it in a while, and I think it might be time again. So, cool.
Nice.
She was in Life as We Know It in 2004. Wow, did this seriously just end in 2004? I love this show. Katie says, I record it every night and must have watched it over and over again. Sadly, this was before my Megan Ory fangirling days, and I didn't remember her actually being on there. Hey, look, an excuse to go back and watch it. And, yeah, you know, things like Netflix and all that and Hulu and stuff. It's mm-hmm. pretty cool. And she was in The Collector and South Beach and Merlin's Apprentice in 2006. If there's ever a question of someone asking me if Megan Ory can act, I will certainly put them toward this show. I mean, she plays a dude. And very well, I may say. She also is able to kick some major butt. I recommend it. John Tucker Must Die in 06. I'm not one for teen movies. I personally think that the 80s and 90s were the golden age of the teen films. But this one surprised me. Megan doesn't come in till the end, but at least you have an enjoyable film to keep you till then. Her Sister's Keeper, Megan was in. Viva Laughlin. Wow. That's a title. Nightmare. Painkiller Jane. See, Megan's paid her dues. She really has.
Oh, yeah.
The Haunting of Sorority Row in 2007. Blonde and Blonder. Okay. Flash Gordon. There was a redo in 2008. I do remember that. She was in Knight Rider a little bit. Dark House. I wrote a whole blog review of this film. You can read here, and I'll put the link in the show notes. Sanctuary. Such a good episode, such a good show. Megan plays a woman who has turned into a vampire as one of Tesla's evil plan. And she gives a link to part one, and I'll put that in the show notes. Winner Best Short Film, 2010, and Psych, 2010. That was another interesting TV series, Psych. There was a couple of people.
Yeah. It's pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. And True Justice, 2010, and Supernatural. Says Megan once again plays a vampire in this episode. She may not be in it as much as any Little Red would like, but she certainly makes the most of her screen time, and the episode is enjoyable to watch. Mm-hmm. I think I saw one of her appearances.
On what?
One of her appearances on Supernatural.
Oh.
And it was very interesting.
I can't handle Supernatural.
Well.
And by the way, yeah. Psych is still on. It's not a gone thing. So saying was not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know. Yep. But yeah, I can't handle Supernatural because it scares me. I don't do scary very well.
Okay. All right. Once Upon a Time, we have only had one season of this fairy tale so far, but it has introduced many of us the amazing acting skills of some pretty fabulous actors and actresses, Megan Ory being one of them. She plays the resident wolf girl, Red Riding Hood, who answers the phone really good. You forgot to put that in. And in our world, waitress Ruby. We've seen her tackle whole armies, befriend Snow White, find a heart, and find its body. With season two coming up, the story of Ruby Red can only continue. Yes, I totally agree. Thank you, Katie. So much. And now I'm going to play a phone interview that a blog and a show called The Gorgeous Geeks did of Megan. And if I said I wasn't jealous, I would be lying. So here I'm going to play this interview.
What they were doing with the different fairy tale characters, and in your character in particular.
Oh, I loved the show from day one. I read the pilot, and I was so excited. I said I want to be involved in this in any way possible because I think it's just brilliant. And I think how they've been sort of adjusting the fairy tales to extend them and give different versions of them is so fun.
How long did you know that Red Riding Hood was a wolf before shooting the episode Red Handed?
I had known for a little while. Adam and Eddie called me after the first few episodes and told me, and I was pretty excited.
So after that particular episode, there were so many fans who were so interested in the character, and a lot of our fans in particular were saying Ruby should have her own spinoff. Like, how does it make you feel playing someone that cool?
I did not know people were saying that. I like that, though. That's awesome. I love Ruby. I think she's such a great character, and I think the fact that the dimensions that they gave her in that episode just made it even better, if that's possible.
So did you ever want to play like a fairy tale character when you were young, or even in the episode when Red Riding Hood was going to stall for Prince Charming and turned into the wolf to take out the guards? I'm like, man, this is like watching the X-Men.
Awesome. I'm a huge fairy tale fan. I'm a huge Disney fan, and I love all that. I was a really big Little Mermaid fan when I was little.
So was Red Riding Hood the character you were going out for, or was there like another fairy tale character you were eyeing?
Oh no, I liked Red Riding Hood. I think she's definitely got swagger.
I'm going to stop it there. I'll put the link so you can hear the rest of it, but I don't want to play the whole thing because that's kind of not nice. So I'll give you a taste, and then you can go over there.
Yeah.
Say hey to the gorgeous geeks. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, check that out. So excellent. Megan, congratulations for more season two.
Yes.
Really, really, really cool. And one day you'll be talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Have an interview. That's right. That is correct. So, anyhow, we will continue on with, I have some more quotes that I want to do, and we'll play. We'll do a couple of those, and I think we'll wrap it up. So, and I found some extra quotes.
Oh. So it's the quote game again.
Yes.
Ooh, quote who said game. That?
Who said
who
that?
Who said that?
Yes.
Didn't we have that discussion before? How we, what you're saying is who said that? And then I was, no, who said that? Who what? Who said that?
Right. And let me, since we have a little bit of time, and I definitely wanted to make sure that I did cover our discussion with, the what Katie had sent in about about Megan, but I did. Okay, so.
Huh.
All right.
I'm lost.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm right here.
Okay. So Don Juanito. I don't know if you knew this, but he actually tried out for some pretty popular roles.
Don Juanito did.
He did.
Okay.
He tried to get into acting.
Okay.
So he actually tried out for Dirty Dancing way back in the day. He did.
Oh, I'm scared of that.
So I think he's going to come in here and he's going to recreate he's going to recreate maybe a scene or two. And you were telling me that you can kind of help him out, maybe?
No, maybe. We'll see. So.
I don't know.
I'll try.
Yep. Has anyone in the chat room seen Dirty Dancing, or is it one of those movies that no one's seen ever?
I've seen it a few dozen times. Okay. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure, depending on the scene, I might be able to actually, like, quote it for you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure what scene you're talking about, but, you know.
All right, so let's let's bring him in here. Let's bring him in here. Don Juanito. Hello, friends. This is Don Juanito calling. I'm not calling. I'm here.
You are. Yeah, you're here. You're not calling in.
Hello, my sweet. May I call you my sweet?
I don't know.
I just did.
Just don't let Jeff know you do that. He might be unhappy with you.
He is oblivious. He's oblivious to my charms. I'm charming.
Yeah, you are Prince Charming.
It's true. Right. It is so true.
Okay, yeah. So you were, he was saying something about you have this, you had this audition.
I love that I can make you stutter.
Yes. Yeah, he made a comment about you having auditioned for Dirty Dancing at one point in time.
Well, of course. I there was many movies I was trying to try out for.
Okay.
And so the one was the Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. He suggested maybe I could help you read some lines or something like that. I'm not sure.
Oh, I would be so honored.
Well, we'll see if I know the actual words. But go ahead. Pick a good scene.
Well, I'm looking now. You know, it's funny. When I went to go try for the movie, I thought it was a very different movie.
Oh, okay.
And it turns out
it
was
What exactly did
very...
you think it was?
Well,
can you say on a family-friendly show?
I took off more than one shoe, and they said, no, it is not that kind of a movie. And I said, well, this is very different than what I thought.
Yeah, no, you can't take two shoes off.
I put my shoes on, and then it turns out it's a dancing movie. And I said, all right, then. So my dancing skills are...
Did you roll around in the mud because you thought that's how you had to dirty dance?
You were watching me. You were stalking me.
Oh, my God.
I am flattered, actually.
Yeah, okay.
I'm flattered that you would be stalking me.
Yes, okay.
So I'm going to do... Can you help me? Now, Baby is the girl?
Yes. Yes, she's the main person. Why did you think Baby was your part?
See, what
part did you audition for?
It was confusing to me.
Oh, my gosh.
It was confused. All right, I'm going to... All right.
I'm assuming you are auditioning for the part of Johnny.
Yes.
Is that who you are auditioning for?
Okay. That's what I ended up with.
Could you tell me...
I was too young and gorgeous for the part that Jeremy Orbach played.
Jerry Orbach?
That man.
You know, he has a little bit of a, I wouldn't call it once upon a time, so to speak, really connection. But, you know, he did the voice of Lumiere in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that is right.
So that
kind of
ties into that. So, yeah.
He was a very nice man.
Yes, I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was a wonderful person. He was very talented. So.
Yes.
And it's very sad that he's gone on. So, but yeah, so could you prep me what scene you auditioned for so maybe I can kind of pull it out of my head, out of the memory bank there?
I believe it is the scene where they were, the baby was wanting to him to be honest about his relationships.
Oh, yeah. That's the scene you decided to audition with? I can see why you probably didn't get it.
You're not making this any more fun for me.
No, yeah. I'm sorry, but, you know, hey.
Okay, so I will read some of my famous lines that I was trying to.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Please be quiet. Sorry for the interruption, folks, but I always do the last dance of the season. This year, somebody told me not to. So I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner, who's not only a terrific dancer, but somebody who's taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people, no matter what it costs them. Somebody who's taught me about the kind of person I want to be. Miss Frances Houseman.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. No, Mr. Juanito, that is Frances Houseman, not Houseman, Houseman.
Oh, Houseman.
Yes. It's not like the pool boy.
No one clapped when I did the scene.
I'm sorry.
I thought that they were in awe and staring and dropped their mouth with.
So what did they ask you to read anything else?
No, not too much.
Not too much.
not too much.
Okay. Well, you know.
I couldn't believe they never called me back.
Did you audition for any other movies, perhaps?
Well, I think I did for The Notebook.
The Notebook?
The Notebook.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So those movies are kind of, that's a big gap. And what part were you going to play? The James Garner role? Do you know who James Garner is?
What are you saying? The old man? No, yes. I am not. Well, heck no. Are you kidding me?
If you were young and gorgeous
I was.
For Dirty Dancing.
You kidding me?
Hello, that was like 25 years ago.
Oh, please.
Oh.
I age very slowly.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I watch those late night commercials and I buy those creams.
Where are you from, by the way? Just out of curiosity. I don't think I know.
A wonderful place.
Yes.
Wait, what are you interrogating me?
No, I'm just, you know, let's just go back to this reading thing. Could you do your audition for, were you auditioning for the part of Noah?
Yes.
The one they gave to
Ryan
Gosling?
Not the man that built the ship, the other guy.
Okay, yeah. No,
who built the house.
Noah's Ark. It's a whole other ball game. So you're talking about Noah, the part they gave to Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. I tried out for that role too.
All right. Let's hear your audition for that.
All right. Will you go out with me? That's your part. You need to say something.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the line is. I don't know the lines of this movie as well. I know the story. I don't know the lines.
What? No. 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 Why not? I don't know because I don't know want to know you. Okay, then you leave me no other choice. Ah! I'm going to ask you one more time. I swear this is in the movie. Will you or will you not go out with me? I think my hand is slipping.
Your hand's sleeping?
No, slipping. You talk funny. Can I please continue?
Sorry, yeah.
Please. I had to do two roles here. I get paid double for this.
Yes, you do.
You kidding me?
We'll pay you twice your salary.
That's twice of nothing.
That's right.
Okay, okay, fine. I'll go out with you. No, don't do me any favors. No, I want to. Say it. I want to go out with you. Say it again. I want to go out with you. All right. We'll go out. And everybody stood up. And then that's when the security came and took me out of the room.
Okay. Yes, I would imagine they did, especially if you read both parts.
Yes. I would tell you I tried out for Titanic, but I really don't like to talk about that. So we'll leave it at the Dirty Dancing and then the... Notebook movie.
Okay. That was the only two you ever auditioned for?
That's the only two I really am prepared to talk about tonight.
Okay. Did you happen to audition for Once Upon a Time by any chance?
Yes.
Oh. And what role did you audition for?
It's a secret.
A secret?
Okay. Are you making fun of my voice?
No. I would never make fun of your voice.
I'm telling you. But Jeff must be a saint.
He is. He is.
Telling you. Well, I need to go now.
Really?
I must take my leave.
Oh, okay.
And I must take a leave because I have a headache. I'm going to go now. I'm going to send big love and wondrous things to all the listeners.
Wondrous things.
Thank you for listening to the Once Upon a Time fan podcast and for joining us on this evening.
Yes.
And putting up with all the problems. There's problems sometimes. You just, it's like with life. If life stops and skips and has a delay, you just refresh. You refresh yourself and it refreshes your life. Refresh.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like you ladies get the spa day. Refresh.
Okay. I like spa days.
Refresh. Okay, I need to go now. I need to go. I must leave. Goodbye.
Are you going to go sweep now?
There's always time for sweeping.
Okay.
I must go now. Now you remind me. I have to go. Regina was so mad I was in there sweeping. I tried to explain. I said it was dusty in there.
I would think she'd be happy about you sweeping in there.
I don't even get me started about that leprechaun. He's crazy. It's always bothering me, the leprechaun.
Louis can be a little, yeah.
He needs a spa day. Louis needs a spa day. He needs to go to the spa and just relax.
Yes, he does indeed.
And did I tell you I tried to find a date at the speed dating in Storybrooke?
I heard about that. I heard that was
quite
an adventure.
A wonderful old lady with it. Well, not old, bad. Just, you know, elderly lady. Mature, I think they call it. She had a goose. It's really nice. I thought we had the meeting of the minds. And then her friend Rapunzel met my mind with her frying pan. Hit me hard in the head.
Yes, very hard.
I saw stars.
Head. You saw Estrella?
I saw stars.
Okay.
And I saw Lindsay Lohan, and I couldn't believe it because she's not really anymore a star. She needs to get our life straightened out.
When you get hit in the head, that's when you see Lindsay Lohan. Okay, then. Well, you know what? Let's go. Why don't you go ahead and go sweep the library somewhere?
I'm going to go sweep now.
Okay. That would be a great idea.
All right. All right.
Muy
goodbye.
Bueno. See ya.
Oof. Boy, that was something.
Yeah.
He locked the door. I couldn't get in.
Crazy.
What happened in here?
Oh. Okay. If you only knew.
All right. So let's do the quote game, and we will end up for the evening.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find the quotes.
Okay. You might want to have a conversation with Don Juanito.
What did he do?
He was trying to be the most interesting man in the world, but he was not.
Well, sometimes people think that. Okay, so here is the first quote.
Quote.
Sometimes the cliches are true.
Ooh.
Sometimes the cliches are true. Remember the person who said it.
Okay.
And the episode.
The first thing I think we got was a guess for Emma.
No.
Nope, not Emma. Regina.
No.
Ooh, Graham to Emma in The Shepherd.
Yes.
Wow, Tordy is like all over this.
Tordy, it's awesome, dude. It's awesome. It's awesome. Awesome. Okay. Now we will do another one. Okay. That's kind of a fun one. Okay. So you're a stalker. So you're a stalker.
I actually know this one. Mm-hmm. Emma to Mary Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Manny said that one. That was awesome. Emma to Mary Margaret. That is correct.
Yep.
And it was 7:15, which Charter Prison got the right.
Yes, yes.
But I remember that one.
Excellent.
Nicely done. Okay. Combined effort between the two.
Yep, yep. All right, here is the next quote. Quite a team we'd make. Town harlot, town drunk.
Ooh. So far. And here they come. First one was Marlene, grumpy to Mary Margaret. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually technically Leroy to Mary Margaret.
Yeah, but.
And the episode is Dreamy. And they all kind of went blah, blah, all at the same time.
Yep.
So everybody got that one.
Great. Great, great, great. All right,
and the next one?
Here's the next one. If you can bottle love, you can do anything.
Ooh.
If you can bottle love, you can do anything.
First one in, Karen, Rumpel.
Mm-hmm.
Ima says Colleen's boyfriend. They all got it after that. Rumpel to Snow.
Yep.
Was it Rumpel to Snow?
Yes.
Excellent. Rumpel of Snow. Okay. Because we had one guest, Rumpel to Prince Charming, which that would have been a good guess, too. And I believe it was the same episode.
Yeah, it's when they're on that little little wharf thing, I think.
I don't think it was the wharf, but it was Heart of Darkness was the episode.
Yes,
that
correct.
Is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, here's a good one. True love is the most powerful magic of all. It can overcome anything.
Ooh. First guess on that one is Evil Queen Regina.
No.
Rumpel.
Nope.
Charming to Snow.
Nope.
Rumpel again.
Nope.
Regina to Belle.
No.
Blue Fairy?
Nope.
Henry?
Mm-mm.
Said in Skin Deep?
No.
Ooh. Interesting. This one's a little harder. Regina to Mary Margaret?
Nope.
What's the quote again? Read it again.
True love is the most powerful magic of all. It can overcome anything.
Daniel.
Yes.
In Stable Boy.
Yep.
And he quoted it to Regina.
Yep. That's right.
Nice. Ima got that one.
Great job. Great job.
Nicely done. Very nice.
A little louder than normal. Golf clap for Ima. Good job. And a knuckle bump. There you go. Okay. Okay, we'll do one more.
Okay, one more. Sorry, the chat room is getting kind of kooky now.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Okay. No violence in the chat room.
No. Be nice, please. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. All right. So.
They're kidding around. They're being silly. That's all right.
Okay. All right. Here is the last little quote tonight. You better watch out. Your air of danger is slipping.
Ooh. You'd better watch out. Your air of danger is slipping. Yep. Evil Queen Regina.
Nope.
No. Emma to August.
No.
Mm. Rumpel.
No.
Ooh. Blue Fairy to Geppetto.
No.
Red to Peter.
Yes.
Ooh, nicely done, Manny.
Yep, good job.
Wow.
Good job, bro.
And that would have been in which episode was that named
Red-handed.
Again?
Yeah.
Red-handed. Yeah, I was waiting for them to guess that.
Sorry.
But that's all right.
Sorry.
Nicely done.
Okay, so yeah, those are little fun things that we can do. Obviously, the hiatus is tough, but little games here and there, little kind of things. So I wanted to kind of try that. And hopefully next week we'll be not be as crazy busy. And hopefully. So anyway, thanks so much for everyone.
Hey, wait, what? I want to try. I want to check something out and see if anybody wants to possibly join in on this game.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a game I'm thinking that we should possibly play. I think we'd have fun doing it. I'm going to say three things about myself, two of which are not true. And you have to guess which one is not true.
Okay.
How do you like that?
Okay.
Okay. So the first statement about myself is that I'm a green belt in karate. Okay. That's my first statement. Second statement is that my grandfather was the voice of Perry Mason on radio. The third statement is that I was adopted. Ooh. So there are the three statements. And let's see which one we're guessing on what they are. So the first statement that I'm a green belt in karate. Totally false. Absolutely 100% false. The second statement about my grandfather being the first voice of Perry Mason on radio is absolutely true. And the third statement about myself, that I was adopted, is not true. So, I think that'd be a lot of fun to do.
Yep.
I think it'd be really interesting for us to have folks send us in our three statements about yourself.
And then with them,
right.
Tell us.
Yeah, you got to tell us which one it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, but two statements about yourself that are false, one that is true.
Yep. And, you know, be thoughtful about it, you know, what you want to share and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So yeah. One of my birthdays, Jeff did a surprise party and we had that and he had a bunch of statements about me. I mean, there were like 15 or 20 of them and people had to guess which things were true and which things were false. And it was very interesting. The things that people think they know about you, but they really don't. So, and yes, make them family friendly and
pretty please,
pretty please. So two false, it can be two truths and a lie or two false statements. It's either or, but just let us know which one it is. And if you guys have game ideas of things you want to play, that's always fun.
Yeah, we have some more homework kind of little fun mm-hmm. things, but mm-hmm. but yeah, you know, I'm trying to kind of make this more interactive and more kind of fun mm-hmm. and stuff. So, but anyway, so cool.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun, especially for the after party part. That's the thing that I think we'll have fun with that.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So we had a good time tonight.
Yeah,
and tonight I'm glad for everyone who showed up. And, mm-hmm. You know, again, we really appreciate it. And thanks for everyone who downloads and listens later. And
yep.
It's really cool. So I'm going to send big love out to everybody. I know that there's some tough times happening for some folks and, mm-hmm. you know, we send some extra big love to you. Even though it's kind of summer and people are kind of going into neutral, there's some tough things going on out mm-hmm. there. So just, you know, if you want to send some prayers or vibes or whatever to kind of folks around you, I think we all know some folks that are going through some tough spots. So,
yeah.
But anyway, please do that, and we will be talking at you next week. So like I said, we will be having some weeks where there's not going to be a live show, and we will let you know. But anyway, so that's it, guys. Thanks so much, and we're going to have fun next week. So bring a friend or 10 or 15, and we'll do it up. But obviously, we know that, you know, it's summertime, hiatus and all that, but we're still thankful that you guys are here. So We will be talking at you soon. See you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.